Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast. Today is a ramblings episode.
Yes, it is.
It's actually the morning.
Yeah, this is our first morning podcast,
yeah,
I believe.
We never record in the morning.
No.
And you're hearing us the same day this is going to come out.
Yeah. What? I was just reading something on the screen that said a woman found her husband in the freezer after, I think, 10 years, and he left a note. That's all I know about that.
Did he just climb in?
I think so.
And
yeah.
Like, oh, geez.
Left the note like, I'm out. I don't know.
I guess.
Crazy. There's crazy stuff going on.
Yeah. What's crazy going on with us? I just got out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Woo! A couple days ago.
Grateful.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah. That was a toasted complication.
Yeah. Check
you
out the blog.
Yeah.
ToastedMarshmallowAdventures.com.
I did some writing. Feels like, seems like the blog helps me mentally sometimes where I could just get it out.
Yeah.
The lame part is like if friends check in, I just go, I don't want to be a douche, but check the blog. So
yeah.
It's the talking about it constantly that gets in my head and gets me down.
Yeah.
So
check Wendy's
blog. Not trying to be a douche, everybody.
You'll know everything going on with us
trying
now.
Trying to stay sane.
Yeah.
So you're back as of Friday. You were in there since Monday evening.
Yeah, went in Monday, waited in the waiting room for like an hour and a half.
Yes.
That sucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, asked
and
for
I was
bed.
Hurting. Yeah, I was like, so yeah, you tell them.
Well, because we're not people that usually try and make a stink or want to stand out or ask for any extras. But Chris was like, I really feel bad. Like, can you go ask if there's a bed? And the woman at the desk said they were actually so full. They were waiting for people to discharge before they could bring any others in. I mean, the waiting room was packed with people wearing masks.
There were people all over the place.
Said if you had the flu, get a mask, or if you suspected you did. So
yeah,
finally got seen. And put in one of those back rooms with the fake walls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just fine to be somewhere laying
care.
Down.
I don't care
point.
If there are walls or not.
So
had an EKG.
EKG.
CAT scan. X-ray.
MRI. CAT scan, whichever one it was. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they admitted me to the hospital. Did they know what was going on at that point?
Well, they knew fluid in the abdomen after the CAT scan came back.
Okay.
And that was scary because this last surgery didn't require drains. So you didn't go home with anything like after the first surgery.
Yeah, the one on the 30th.
Yeah.
No, but now I have three lovely drains.
Giant drains.
Yeah, I can't even go anywhere.
How long would you say these drains are? Like a foot?
Like, yeah, I would say at least a foot from top to bottom. And they just, three of them, two on one side, one on the other.
Yeah. He makes noise when he walks.
Yeah, it's very loud.
It's a slapping plastic noise.
It's great. Yeah.
I tried to get him to put, like, carry a bag on one side and a bag on the other side to go, like, incognito drain carrying. But he said, nope.
Yeah, I can't do it. So I'm stuck in the house until Thursday.
Yeah. That's the next appointment. And the drain. You going to look at the drains on that day?
Yeah, they're going to check out the drains and hopefully take them all out.
That would be awesome. Are you're still getting stuff out of them, right?
Yeah, getting some stuff.
Inside of Chris Adams is like a salmon color.
Falmon.
He's salmon on the inside.
I think we probably, are we all?
I don't know. I don't know what color I am, but you're salmon. So that was our week.
Yeah.
Really. In between work and Duchess and Peyton was here for the week. Of course, we don't see her that much anymore because she's 18 and has a car.
Oh, yeah. She is never, ever, ever home.
She's pretty much just telling us ways that she won't be here.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, pretty much. And then, you know, while I'm in the hospital, she's kind of questioning why. So our schedule is a week here and a week at her mom's. But how it works out is she's at her mom's for 8 days and she's here for 6 days.
Yeah. And that was just because of your...
That was because of my work schedule, because I work on Sundays.
Yeah.
You know, so she would come over Sunday sometime. No, I would pick her up after work, usually on Sunday. And then she would stay till Saturday and go back on Saturday. So, now that she has a car, she's like,
why are we doing that?
I have a car. I get to drive myself home on Sunday. But
yeah.
I had to basically tell her that all we would be doing is changing the person who you asked to leave their house.
Right. It doesn't really matter. It's not like it's not like we are seeing her and spending tons of time. Yeah, so I was like, yeah,
that makes no sense for me to do that at all. So, yeah.
So got that figured out. Yeah. And got some new equipment in the studio, guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, give us a hype for that one.
Yeah, we're looking pretty professional. We're going to do what, Chris Adams? I'm stoked about this.
Hold on one sec, I'm just messing.
Chris has got messing to do.
Messing to do, yeah, stuff's popping up on the screen. New equipment. First of all, let's address my voice. I do have the hospital voice right now. So
I don't know
it'll
why
sound
that,
a little bit weird.
Yeah, it kind of takes your voice away the longer you're in the hospital. Must be the lying down part or who knows. But he always comes back with a lesser kind of voice.
Yeah, weak voice. Mm-hmm. It comes back.
Yeah.
But yeah, it might be like this for about a week or so. So what were we talking
about? What's new to the toasted marshmallow?
Oh, we got all new brand new condenser microphone. So this is the first time we're using them.
Tell us how it sounds.
The difference?
Yeah.
Oh, I did a sound check between.
No, I want them to tell us if they can tell the difference. Oh. Yeah.
I thought you were telling me to tell everyone.
Because we're still going to keep our old mics for like our outdoor work.
Yeah.
When we podcast outside. But
and these are more of a studio microphone here.
Now we look like the big guys on YouTube.
Yeah, not just that. We also have lighting now because we will have our podcast up on YouTube soon. We haven't recorded any yet. So once I get all the electronic and technical side of it figured out, then we'll be on YouTube as well.
So we got lighting and a camera, right?
And we got a camcorder. Yeah. Okay. So
nice. That is supposed to. That's early morning talk. Early as in 10:15. It's supposed to be good for YouTubing, right?
It's not specifically, but it was one that was recommended from a Reddit post I did asking about cameras that without like breaking the bank, and that was one of the ones that was suggested.
Cool. So now we have to teach Duchess how to zoom in and zoom out.
Yeah, basically.
She's talented. We can do this.
Be our producer.
So that's going to be exciting, except I'm going to have to, I think, consider what I'm wearing a smidge more.
Yeah, I know. We're going to actually have to like worry about what we look like.
I don't look totally stupid. I mean, a little stupid's fine. That's a given.
Yeah.
So that's going to be exciting because I like a lot of times we'll listen to podcasts during the day. Then we come home and watch them and you get more out of it sometimes, or you get little details out of it by watching it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see into it a bit more.
Yeah. So we have these huge, these are actually lights. These huge things go up to the ceiling.
Yeah. They're studio lights. Yeah.
Cool.
Turn them on and it's like daytime. In here. Yeah.
We tried it last night. It's very bright. It's like having a fluorescent light in your living room.
Yeah, but it's like a soft brightness.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it is.
And that light bulb is giant. What is it?
Yeah,
like
it's huge.
9-10 inches?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's a big boy.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Pew! So that's exciting.
And that this is like, exciting.
While Chris can't leave the house, he can work on podcast stuff sparingly. Like, you are still required to take breaks, dude.
Oh, I know.
Had a little bit of an issue when he came home where he overdid it.
And like, the first day I came home, did like 5 hours of work or something like that.
Straight out of the hospital and then didn't feel well. Spiked a little bit of a fever, but they told us not to completely panic until he was at 101.5, which he did not reach. Thank goodness. So we didn't panic. But he got a little lecture from me. I was like, please pause the television. We need to talk.
Sheesh.
So can we talk about that thing I read this morning about the cat in Idaho Falls?
Yeah, go for it.
Nice. So a cat was found in Idaho Falls, taken to the shelter. Let me see if I can. You know what? I don't even think I saved it.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to put Idaho Falls cat. But pretty cool looking cat. Definitely a huge black cat with like chiseled features. Looks like a tomcat. Anyway, they preface this story with something. Anyway, it turns out the cat's from Russia.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like a Bengal cat that was from a breeder. I'm going to put Idaho Falls cat. Oh, I should put Russian cat. Anyway, the cool part about the story, as far as I'm concerned, was what happened in the 19... Where would I find... Oh, secret agent. There it is. The story that came with it is fascinating.
Let's hear about it.
Well, I can't seem to find the page. Meridian Base, no, month ago. This just took me to Idaho Press Tribune, but I wanted to search Facebook. See, there it is, January 9th. I found it.
Found Ooh. It. Whoosh.
Okay, the first part of this is Whoosh. What caught me.
Okay, let's hear about
Hold
it.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with CenturyLink Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, they suck.
Yeah, does anybody out there like CenturyLink? Because we are effing done.
We're out.
Yeah, they went out. When was that? Friday night?
Yeah.
No, Thursday night. You're still in the hospital. Yeah. No, it was Friday night. Is that right? When did you get out?
It was a night I was still in the hospital, so maybe it was Thursday night.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, they and I went to downdetector.com, which a lot of people check into and talk about how bad CenturyLink sucks. And at the same time, ours went out. 2,100 other people in the valley clicked that button. So there.
And their service is horrible.
Yeah. And we're always, they always are telling us we're behind on our bill when we aren't.
Well, yeah, you'll get a late.
Like right after you
a
pay.
A late payment notice, like. Before you even get a bill,
too. Yeah. It's like, guys, give me a month, please.
And it seems like it's always due.
They're always saying you owe. Yeah. And then you've done some tests and the actual...
Yeah, some speed tests and it's bad.
Really bad. So we get like up less to than, 7, right?
Yeah, that's our plan.
We never hit 7.
No, not even close.
And in the evenings,
closest
way worse.
Closest I've seen, I think it's around 4 something. In the evenings, yeah, we could drop down to like 1.
That's ridiculous. Speed and we don't have 1. That much running. I don't think it'll happen even when Peyton's not here and running stuff.
Yeah.
So
it is horrible. So we're switching to Sparklight soon.
That's what we're thinking. Yeah.
I'm gonna call them today, see if they have any deals.
We need deals, folks.
Yeah.
All right. So here's about the cat. So the black cat, I wish I could show this picture. It's pretty dang cute. This is a story that goes with it. In the 1960s, the CIA recruited a spy cat. This project involved 5 years of work with a trainer, a surgery to implant a microphone and radio transmitter into the cat's head, an investment of between 10 to 20 million. That's between 81 and 162 million in today's dollars. Stay with me. They slit the cat open, put batteries in, and wired him up. The tail was used as an antenna. They made a monstrosity. This is from the former executive assistant of the director of the CIA that wrote a book, The Wizards of Langley, which now I really want to read. It may have been an arduous process, but the CIA figured it would be worth it. What better than a cat to successfully sneak around unnoticed as it listened in on secret Soviet conversations? Finally, it was go time. As the story goes, human and cat agents alike pulled up in their spy van and the feline was released in a park where a couple of Soviet leaders sat on a bench chatting. Within seconds, the cat had ignored its enemy targets, ran out of the park straight into an oncoming taxi, and immediately died. And thus ended the not-so-covertly named Operation Acoustic Kitty. That's a good band name.
Acoustic Kitty.
Yeah.
Probably already is.
Then it said, recently, it seemed that the Russians had retaliated by sending a spy cat of their own to Idaho Falls. Well, that's as good an explanation as any for the story that follows. January 2nd, a large black cat was brought to the shelter, had a microchip chip. It was from Russia. And then it just turns into somebody had paid for this cat, had a unique look, chiseled, great bone structure, kind of looked like Dolph Lundgren, if Dolph was really Russian and not Swedish. I know that name.
Dolph Lundgren. Yeah, from the Rocky movie, Rocky IV.
Oh, yeah, that's what the cat does look like.
Looks like him.
Yeah.
Let me see. Is there a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
He was a cat.
Yeah, cat version of Dolph Lundgren.
Yep. Anyway, it turns out the first person didn't want the cat, the one that paid for it. Second person didn't want the cat. Third person lost the cat. And then it became a, of course, once the cat was kind of famous around the area, everybody that had had the cat wanted it back. They had to prove that they owned the cat. And now the
cat. Wait, how come that cat was famous?
Well, just because it's from Russia. Oh, like, okay. Super unusual. And so the first people that originally owned it proved that they had owned it and got the cat back. The shelter said to go further with it would have to go to court and stuff. So anyway, I thought that was kind of crazy, the spy thing. And then I tried to remember that show. Remember, what was I saying? I was like, this is like a show, a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and one of your attempts at naming the show was Smart Shorts.
Smart Shorts.
Yeah, it's the name of the movie.
I was like, come on, Smart Shorts. They take pens, make them into microphones. You're like, pens and microphones and pens.
Like, I've never seen any show like that.
But a couple days ago, you made a miraculous guess when I was like, that nurse reminds me of a guy in movies. I said,
oh, yeah.
He's in movies, he has brown hair, and he laughs like, and you said,
Seth Rogen, and I was right.
So I thought for sure you'd get, what was I asking?
Yeah, but I'd never watched that show.
Oh, so it was Get Smart. That's what I was looking for.
Not Smart Shorts. Is Martin Short in it?
I don't know. I know Steve Carell is. Maybe Martin
Short.
Martin Short was in the original.
You're talking about the remake of the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smart
never
Shorts.
Saw Smart Shorts.
It's kind of genius of me, actually, if you think about it.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Pew, 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 pew. So, that's what I got. Cats.
All right, sweet. You got cats. We got what else? Anything
going? We can't go much longer. I got to get to work.
Okay, all right. Well, then let's go ahead and finish this up a little quickie today.
We want to thank everybody for listening to
us. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, everyone's listening. Everyone that's looking at Facebook and Instagram.
All the likes really
website.
Help us. We appreciate
it. Please follow us on SoundCloud or subscribe on CastBox. Mm-hmm.
We need more listeners. We need more official. A lot of people have told me, like, they don't get to their computer very often, so they don't see the posts. Well, that would be alleviated if you went to SoundCloud or CastBox and just subscribed. Then you would get a notification.
Yeah, every time we put a new episode up, yeah, you get a little notification. You click on it, boom, and it starts playing like magic.
Right. It's pretty dang cool. And right now we've got Luis, part two out.
Part two is up.
I think it's
better. It's really good.
Yeah. We need to get him back in.
If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it.
Yeah. So we had to reschedule a couple people, but we've got some really cool podcasts.
Yeah, some comedians we had to reschedule because I went into the hospital.
Yeah.
Had to reschedule two of them, unfortunately. But we do this Thursday have Tina Towns coming in. She's a local female comedian. So that should be pretty fun.
Woohoo!
All right.
That'll be cool.
Let's get out of here.
All right.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier.
Oh, do we have to sign out?
Yeah.
I'm signing out.
I'm signing off. Hashtag get toasted.
Stay toasted.
Have a great Monday.
Yeah.